Even to this day, there are many people in the IEEE who've never heard of the Professional Communication Society. And so back in the beginning of 77, it was even worse, much worse, like 30 years ago. And we get the word communication in our title, often comes out with an S on the end.
Right.
Even by the people doing the record work. So it was a difficult start. The reason they had called on me was because the transactions was supposed to be four times a year, a quarterly, like most transactions. But that last year, 76, it had gotten down to two issues and a total of 46 pages. So we were in dire straits at the time, and the ADCOM, the Administrative Committee, gave me permission to do some reprinting. So I went to a lot of other journals in the communication field and got permission to reprint things. And we soon got the back up to a normal size and a regular type of publication. And that went on for a few or several years. And finally, then I guess maybe somebody in the IEEE began to notice us and decided that we weren't exactly an archival journal at the time, at least not 100% archival. So we began to work our way back to the archival type because we had developed a good reputation by that time. We began to get more and more external submissions. And by the time I left the transactions in 84, I guess it was, it had been almost 100% archival type external submissions. We'd given up the reprinting and so forth. But we got quite a variety of the kind of things, I think, and I still think, that engineers really need, the how-to-write sort of stuff. And I found that even these authors in communication-oriented journals very seldom used any form of graphics or visual aids to illustrate a point in their articles. So I began collecting cartoons, and I would use the cartoons to illustrate the articles to make the point. I found that many artists were extremely sensitive to the nuances language and people's shortcomings. Hence that thing on my bathroom door, the Department of Redundancy Department.
Mm-hmm.
That actually came from a Ziggy, Z-I-G-G-Y,
right.
Ziggy cartoon more than a quarter of a century ago. And it's only in the past few years it's gotten this kind of problem, because they're cutting it out of metal sheets.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of them. The author, artists for BC was another good one. And the artist for Herman, a fellow named Ted Unger, I think. They just put out comic strips, single panels with that, but they also put out comic strips, which was just extremely sensitive to what how people mangled the language and didn't know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had plenty of material for that. I also, while I was in, well, I've been in, I'm still in the society, but anyway, in those years, the early 80s, the late 70s, I gave several talks at PCS conferences in which they were totally based on these cartoons. I really had a lot of them. I turned them into slides, and I gave a running commentary on the language problems and illustrated them with these cartoons. But anyway, by the time I gave up the transactions in 84, we were back on the normal track of submissions and so forth.